Blog Talk Radio.
Meditating this morning, and with that, I will trust in you. See, I think one of the biggest problems that we have as children of God, I don't care who you are, what title you have, I think one of the biggest problems we have is trusting in God. waiting on him to do, and really God doing what he said he would do. Yes, I will trust in the Lord. I wish I had a few people to mind about just singing this with me. I will trust in the Lord. Oh, until I die. Yeah, that needs to be your testimony. I know it needs to be mine. I don't know about you, but I need God to do something for me. I need God to bring me out of something. I need God to allow me to come on through this trial. I need God to turn some things around, so I will trust in the Lord right now. Oh, God, I will trust in you, Father. I mean, I have done a good job, but Father, today, right now, I'm really going to trust in you, Lord. Until I die, Lord. Oh, God, I'm going to give you me. I'm going to give you what you gave me back. I'm going to give you everything that you have put in my life, everything that you have given me. I'm going to give it back. See, because I have received the goodness from the Lord. Trials, blessings, I have received the goodness from the Lord, and I'm going to just turn around and just give it back to you, God. Now, Lord, I'm going to pick up my cross, Father, because I got to bear everything, Father. It may hurt sometimes, Father. I'm going through, Father, but it may not seem like it's right. But, Father, I'm going to give you everything that you have given me back. I don't care what it is, children, wife, relationship, job, money, it doesn't matter. Everything that you have blessed me with, Father, everything you have allowed me to go through with, Father, I'm going to give it back to you. Oh, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, because, Lord, I got to trust you until I die. Oh, ain't no other way, Father. I've seen a lot of things in my life. I've been in a lot of places in my life, and I noticed one thing. Father, when I allow myself to be an I and not a we, because without you, Lord, I have no power. There's no anointing. There's no yoke being broken. There's nothing happening, because whenever it becomes I, Lord, it becomes selfish. It becomes prideful. It becomes boastful. So, Father, I'm going to trust in you this morning, Father, with all my heart, Father. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, but in all my ways, God, I'm going to continue to acknowledge you so that you can continue to direct my path. Father, I'm going to give it all to you right now. I got to trust you, Lord. It's no other way around it, Father. The only way I can get through, the only way I can help anybody is that I have to trust you. This got to be your petition this morning. This got to be your prayer this morning. You got to know that God is able and willing to do everything that he say he's going to do. Don't worry about what it looked like. Don't worry about what the naysayers look like. I don't care how bad it hurt. You got to trust in God, because it cannot happen. Many times that we go through, Lord, that you bless us, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you allow us to see your glory, Father. But we forget on the other side of glory, there comes a storm. We think it's going to be sunshine every day. But, Father, that's a storm come to make the glory even solid. So we thank you for the trial, Lord. We thank you for the test. We thank you for whatever is not holy and righteous, whatever is not designed to be with us, Father, we thank you. Even though it hurts at times, that we get caught up and we get wrapped up in things, we still hurt, Lord. So now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, there's been many prayer requests, Father, has been coming over the last few weeks, Lord. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We're going to lay them all the way down, even those who have children in a bad situation. Right now, Lord, that has been coming. Those who've been under attack, Father, in their body, Father, in their relationships, in their finance, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, even the relatives, Father. Oh, Father, I'm going to lay my relatives down, Father. I'm going to lay my little one down. Father, I'm going to put everything right now down for you to go in, Father, and do what you say you would do. Now, I got to trust in you because you are my life and my salvation, Lord. You are my everything. So, Father, we believe you. We believe that you are on time, God. And at this appointed time, Father, as we continue to walk in your divine order, wherever you take, how high you take us in your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to keep us because we know you're a keeper. Let us rest in your arm, Father. Let us rest with you. Let us find peace. Let us find love. Let us find joy. Father, let us find the commitment to go with the commitment that we made, Father. See, Father, a lot of times we make commitments, and a lot of times we make vows, a lot of times we make promises, Father, but we are not committed to those promises. No, we're not committed to those vows. We're not committed to that commitment, Father. We just saying stuff out of our mouth. Father, let it be a turnaround right now, today. Don't wait another morning, Father. Let it be a turnaround in this prayer hour, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, let us never do nothing form, shape, or fashion. Let us stay the course. Let us be where we're supposed to be, Father. Let us, Father, rise up and mount up like the eagle that you built us to be. And let us soar to new height. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we have seen your glory, as you have known us from time in and time out, Father, as we go in and do your will for you, we say, let your people see your glory. Let your people see your glory right now, God. In the name of Jesus, let your people see your glory, Father. Father, let your people feel your glory right now. Oh, God, right now we know that you are able and you're willing. But, Father, all we have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things that we need, Father, you will provide for us. But we first got to seek the kingdom, not get on our knees and have a pity party, but seek you diligently. Live, let you abide in us so that your word will abide in us so that, Father, we will be able to do the things that you have us to do. Now, God, we open our minds up. We open our hearts up so you can blot out all our iniquity and transgression. We come to you with a repentant heart. First thing first, Father, continue to have the mercy on us. Continue to have the mercy, Lord. Oh, God, continue to have mercy on us. We need you, Lord, more than we can ever imagine. Without you, Father, we ain't nothing. We're just walking around. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the great move of God that you have shared in our life. But we have not been young to see the goodness yet, Father. But, Father, when we get ourselves right and we stand firm on the rock that you build the church on, Father, we can do things. We know that bills need to be paid. We know that affliction and the devil is not going to lie, and him and his adversary is not going to allow us to really believe what we're supposed to believe. But we bind and we cast that old demonic spirit that comes upon us out. We know Satan is a liar and the truth ain't in him. He has no power. We have all authority. We will not relinquish our authority and power to the enemy, Lord. So, Father, we just say thank you. And, Father, we ask you to continue to encourage us as we go through the many changes in our life. We ask you, Father, continue to wrap your arms around us. We ask you to continue to love on us, Father, because, Father, without you, there's no us. So, Father, right now, everything that you have given us in our life, we ask you right now, Father, to take it back. Have it because it's yours. Now, Father, let us continue to do your will. You continue to bless and love on us, Father. Continue to keep us, Father. Continue to protect us, Lord. Continue to shower us, hallelujah, continue to shower us with your blessings, Lord. Now, Lord, as we walk in this order, this is the day you have made. So it is designed purposely for us, Father, to be one. And with you, Lord, there is none other. There is no other like you, Lord. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we just say thank you, Lord. We rise up right now, Father, and we just say thank you, Father. Oh, God, we just say thank you for the opportunity. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on our soul. Oh, hallelujah. I want to, hey, Shehebosha, let me leave you all with a word. I want to deal with how we get caught up sometimes, because we as believers must be what? Discerning in spiritual matters. When we are not discerning in spiritual matters, we allow ourselves to get caught up in things. Now, when I say caught up in things, emotional with things, and we don't handle it the way that they are designed. When we don't try spirits by the spirit to understand what's going on, and we just go with things that sound good and look good, then we find out, when we find out the truth of the matter, we have a, it's hard for us to accept that how this thing is playing out in our life. Well, the enemy, right, will use us in a way that we will, you know, he loves to attack us. I said this so many times in things I have in many speaking engagements, that he will attack us in what? In our appetite and our passion. Well, our appetite at, we will find Satan. We'll find Satan lurking and leaking on things of that nature, and he'll come up on us, because he's not going to attack us where we can notice him. We need to cut that out. We give the enemy far too much credit on what's going on, and he has no authority, first of all. Only when we allow him into our situation, only when we allow him in, that's how he get in. He has to ask for permission when he had to attack Job. He had to ask for permission. He tried to persuade Jesus to kneel down for him because he didn't have the power. He wanted to persuade. He tried to persuade us to do it. He's very deceitful. He's very cunning. He's very conniving. He tries whatever he can to get us to turn away and try to prove God wrong. See, when we look at this word, from the days that Satan deceived Eve in the garden until the last days when the final Antichrist would deceive the world, according to Thessalonians 2 chapter 3 to 12, evil spirit has promoted will what? Will be promoting what? False teaching to lead people away from the living truth for God. When John says this here, John says, many false prophets have gone out into the world. We should recognize what's not sinister, evil looking characters. See, we gotta understand this here. We gotta recognize this is what we have to recognize. We look at when the word say false prophet as some man or woman of God most of the time. But it ain't. Good God, am I somebody in here? Somebody in here shout glory. See, it ain't all the time man and women of God. It's those who you think have not picked up the word for their own purpose. God Almighty. And they say, well, I have a relationship with God. And since I have a relationship with God, I can proclaim whatever I want to. I can read the Bible. I understand the Bible. Nobody can tell me about the word. I have studied. But you have to be careful. If you're going to say the word, you need to be able to what? Elaborate on the word with the trueness of the word. You can't bend the word and make it turn and curve like you want it to fit your situation, because if you do that, then you're doing something wrong. You're teaching falsely. You're speaking falsely. The songster said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. That is the case then. Then let the Lord be your light and your salvation. In other words, you honor and you adore and you trust in God. It does not become where I'm doing all of this him, and now I come back and give you a nice word talking about myself, and then say, yeah, thank you for this, and I thank God, and you know, if I didn't have not done this here, if I would have done this and I've done that, I will be this here. No, if the Lord had not brought me out to this place, I would be in this place where I was, and I would really have messed myself up. You can't take credit for what God has done for you and try to make it feel like, be like it was all of you. No, 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 no. That's speaking wrong. That's speaking bad. That's persuading people to think that they can do things without God. That's not right. Everything you do in your life, God has to be the center and the focus of it. This is why the prayer was so personal, so right on time today that we have. We have to turn around and give it back to God. And when we learn how to give things back to God, God does whatever the will is for that with them. About it, because you have to learn how to get what in the spiritual realm with God and be able to walk with Him in peace and harmony. Good thing about you, it's a fixed fight. Sometimes we fight, man. I know I screw up. Sometimes we fighting stuff that we have no business fight. If God attacking you, if God allowed the attack, to come upon you, if that's tribulation in your life, then you need to understand why it's the tribulation. Understand what it means to be going through. Understand what it feels like. See, the enemy has been attacking this prayer line, this ministry, full force. And Lord knows I've been feeling all kind of way. But one morning, see, you hear what I said? But one morning, the Lord allowed me to wake up and say, you need to decide how valuable is your anointing to you. How valuable is it? Because if you don't understand how valuable your anointing is to you, then you're going to lose this fight. You need to realize that your anointing is more valuable than the trials and tribulations that you're going through. You need to understand, son, that the anointing that I have placed in your life, I'm talking to somebody I know through this land, the anointing that I have given you is more valuable than you ripping and running, going around, having a pity-pat, and trying to do things when I need you to go through the trial so you can be stronger. I don't care what it is. I am in control. So I need you to stand firm and be able to understand the anointing that I place in your life is more valuable. What you going to do? Do you understand what I'm talking about? And so I looked at this situation. I looked at this word that came to me. I looked at the big question that came to me. And I got to share this, and I'm not going to hold you all long on here. I got to share this with you. I say, the anointing. You talking about the power you gave me to break the yoke? You talking about when you allowed me to lay hands on the sick and I seen cancer leave, I seen sickle cell, I seen everything. I seen you allow me to touch people and mend a broken heart. You allow me to see young men with a dumb spirit, people with demonic spirits. You allow me to be able to have the authority to call those things that are, that's the anointing you're talking about, the Lord. That anointing is valuable to me. He said, that is only surface what you see. That's surface. That's surface. There's people doing that, and they don't have the anointing. I said, well, how is that so, Lord? He said, because the anointing is the relationship that me and you have. He said, you have not been in the places where me and you met, where you walk and talk with me. I've been there and you ain't been there. Everybody else have gotten your attention. Everything has become more important with you than me. That's the anointing. The anointing is the relationship. Why you say that, Elder? It said, because if you want to hear from the beginning of the of this thing, it said, abide in you, you also would abide in the Son, deliverance and breakthrough in your life, then you must value the anointing. See, you got to. I have to abide in you. You have to abide in me. That relationship that we have, that desire in this world, that has the kind of value that will cost you a high price. Jesus told you in the book of Luke, he said, for unto whosoever much is given of him shall much be required. Those who are called to a greater anointing will pay a greater price. You will gain clarity, purpose, and direction for your life. You got to understand this. He said, this is the relationship we develop. You have not been committed to the commitment that you made me. You are committed to everything else, but not the relationship that you gave me. You made promises. You made vows. You said, I'll never leave you, Lord. I'm right there, Lord. Just call on me. But you haven't got on your knees in places. You haven't went to the places where you know I'm going to show up. You have done all this great work. But you have not done what you used to do. You have not kept your commitment to me. Nothing is more important than me in this world to you. Not your children, not your family, not your loved one. Nothing is more important. And don't let nobody get you in a place where you now depending on the world. Because I have provided everything you needed, whenever you need it, I have provided. I have kept you in perfect peace, texted them, left to you. I told you I was going to bless them. Now, you got to understand, there's going to be some people that don't want to be blessed. You can't make them blessed. That's some people that don't want to be delivered. You can't make them be delivered. That's some people that don't want to be healed. You can't make them. That's some people who have wavered faith, and you can't. That's some people that say they have a relationship with me. You can't make them have a relationship with me. So how valuable is your anointing to you? How valuable is this relationship that we have is to you? You are not using spiritual. I'm talking to somebody outside of myself this morning, that you are not using the spirit discernment that I have given you. In other words, you are not operating in the gift of power that I have given you. You are operating in self. Come out of self. That's why you're going through as much as you're going through, because you're in self. You can't say self. You got to say, self, leave me alone. And you got to get out of self, get out of your natural self, and get back in spirit and worship me in wholehearted and truth. So how valuable is your anointing to you? Are you willing to lay it all on the line? Yes, you can pray for people. Yes, I'm going to do what you asked me to do. Yes, I'm going to do the thing. But your relationship with me cannot go halfway no more. I want you back in the presence. I enjoy talking to my son. I enjoy walking with my daughters. I enjoy all of these great things. I'm talking to someone. You got to make this thing personal today. How valuable is your anointing is to you? In other words, how valuable value of the relationship that you have. I ain't talking about this old surface relationship where y'all pray 15, 10 minutes or 20. Some of y'all may pray 20 or 30 minutes and get back up. I'm talking about one that is center and I am not doing anything unless and God tell me. If God told you to do something, you cannot break away from it. Because if God did not tell you, he don't give you promise and blessing and then tell you no. He don't do that. Whoever told you that, the devil is a lie. He don't do that because he holds you accountable for what he gave you. And the only way he take it away is that you are doing something wrong. You are mistreating it. You are not honorable to it. That's the only way he take it away. He don't take it away. Okay, no one show you that ever in the Bible. Well, you heard a voice. You ain't hear God's voice. You heard Satan's voice. It's the same thing Satan told Eve. He tell us today when God give us promises. The same traits. The same exact traits. He don't change. The same tricks he used in the garden, he used in the day. Because once God has given us a promise, once God has blessed us, God ain't turn around and curse us too with that. No, ma'am, no, sir. So how valuable is your anointing to you? How valuable is this relationship with God that you have? See, whenever God put things together, he put them together for a divine purpose. Satan comes out of the blue to break them up. When you walk out, when you come from up under the anointing, because you in dealing with self, see, self will mess us up. I know myself messed me up plenty of times. Self will mess us up. When we start relying on self and our emotions, it kills us today. I try not to even preach. I try not to even teach messages the last 2 weeks because on what the severe of the going through process for me. Because I didn't want to be so personal. And then the Lord said, I don't care about it being personal to you. I need you to understand that you are not where you need to be at this particular time. You are not really valuing the anointing. You're not really valuing the relationship. Because if you value the relationship that we have, you won't worry about nothing. I ain't never give you a spirit of fear. No doubt. But he said, I gave you what? A sound mind to understand things. When you be able to see, I gave you what? The spirit of discernment to see those things. So when we look at this today and we look at ourselves, the only person that we can think is what God is using us at this time in our life. The anointing, the calling on our life is more important. I know where our prayer, but I changed the prayer call up last week because that's after prayer, you need a word. You need some substance to hold on to. I don't know about y'all, but I know I do. Because the desires in this world will cost us our value. And it costs us at a higher price. When we start designing things to this world, a lot of the stuff is essential. But the essential things should not overtake what God is doing in our life. See, according to what Jesus said, and I go back to Luke again. He said, for unto whosoever much is given of him shall much be required, right? Those who are called to a greater anointing will pay a greater price. You'll gain clarity, purpose, and direction, what? For your life. If you're called to a what? A greater place. Then that is a greater price to pay. So you're going to lose some things. So what? If you lose them, they were never meant to be. That was something you probably did. You got to look at that. But if God gave you the blessings and God put things there, you'll lose them. Because in the a time in God's will where he takes you up, but it has to be in his time. Because, like me, sometimes things get the best of you, and they get too much of your time. And God is a jealous God. Man, we got to realize God is a jealous God. I'm talking about, since he's a jealous God, then we got to know that we can't cherish, we can't value nothing too more important. That's why he tell man and woman to cling together and become one soul. Don't worry about what you got individually. Don't worry about your dreams and goals that he gave individually, because once you learn how to come as one, those are double portions of the anointing. When you come, I've got to get off this thing because I don't feel like preaching this morning. That when you learn to come together as one, that is the double portion of the anointing. Your relationship now and his relationship becomes a solid relationship. It's a double relationship. Everything he has given him, he has now given to you. And everything he has given you, he has now given to him. The thing is, you need to understand that it is one. It is not an individual thing. If you try to do an individual, you're going to run the rest of your life trying to do it. You miss your help. You alienated from your help. There's some people that you connect up to. They don't value your cause or the way you do. Anything you can do to change things, unless you have been anointed by God to remove the burden. That's some people don't value that. They don't value the breakthrough. People, if you got true friends, they will pray with you as you're going through. And they'll tell you, I don't care what it looks like, stay the course. Once you stay the course, you're going to see the light. But if you alienate from the course, you miss everything God has for you. I thank you all for tuning in today. Share this line with someone. Tell some friends about it. God is moving. You all pray for me, and I'm going to continue to pray for you. Continue to go to www.up-tm.org. That's Up Top Ministry. Send in your minute prayer request. Send in your speaking engagement. Whatever you want to. You want to sow a seed into the ministry? You can sow the seed into the ministry. It does not matter. We look for covenant partners all day long. But what we want to do is be a blessing to the body of Christ. May God keep you and hold you all. It's my prayer. Until the next time, you all be blessed. And stay the course. And value your anointing.